So Jesus is talking to the religious leaders about washing hands before they eat and types of food and all of this because they're following the traditions of the law. And Jesus lays out what is fundamental to our lives. He uses food as the example. What you put in your stomach isn't going to defile you. What you put into your heart will. What you put into your body will eventually come out. It'll either be used as energy and used that way or come out as waste. But what you put into your heart will come out in various ways. And Jesus outlined some of the evil ways. There is no way to approach the life of faith that I have found. There is no way to approach my relationship with God in any way without believing that the heart is central. In fact, I don't know any way to have faith without engaging the heart. The heart is where we have accepted Christ. We don't accept Jesus into our hand or our mind or our ear. We accept Christ into our heart. So if that is where Christ resides, and that is the point of faith in salvation, then the heart is central. And what we put into our hearts, that's a whole lot different than what we put into our body, is essentially what Jesus is saying. We're talking a whole different animal altogether, a completely different paradigm. It's vital that we understand what we're putting into our hearts. It's vital also that we look at what's coming out of our hearts into the world through our lives. Because if we are not bringing the kingdom, then we are not bringing the kingdom. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing what we're here to do. Jesus left us to be his hands and feet. We are the body of Christ in the world now. And the only way to walk in concert with one another, the only way to be in harmony, is that our hearts are right, that our hearts are for one another, that our hearts are in hot pursuit after God and his will. So, yesterday we talked about mold. Yesterday we talked about shoring up foundations and getting rid of things that we've allowed to dwell in our lives that shouldn't be there. This is sort of a furtherance of that. The heart is central, and what we allow to go into our hearts is going to come back out in who we are. So, this radical discipline to change behaviors that we struggle with over and over again, whether it's rage or anger or lust or timidness or guilt or whatever, we can do everything that is in our power to discipline these things and beat them out of ourselves. But the truth is, the only way that things will ever change without us falling down and feeling horrible about it is that we have a change of heart. Jesus said, "I have come to heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free." So there it is. He has come for our hearts. He has come to heal our broken hearts and make us whole again. But everything starts and ends with the heart.